Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Menghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Stockholm, Sweden. Falun Dafa practitioners spend a meaningful weekend at a health expo. Northern Europe's largest health expo is called Everything for Health. This year, the event was held at the Stockholm International Exhibition Center from November 11th through the 13th. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the mind-body practice at the event to a diverse group of visitors. Featured at the expo were exhibitors promoting environmentally friendly and healthy food, as well as products and ways for improving people's physical and mental well-being. Dafa practitioners demonstrated the exercises at their information booth. People were drawn to the calm atmosphere. They expressed interest in finding out more about the cultivation practice. Several people even learned the exercises on the spot. Anna has been practicing Falun Dafa since April 1995. At the expo, she talked about the health improvements she experienced with attendees. She explained that Falun Dafa is a mind and body practice, and the exercises are just part of the cultivation system. She described how Dafa's teachings guide one to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in everyday life. This can have a positive impact on one's character and changing one's life and environment for the better. Fellow event exhibitor Maria responded to Anna's sharing, saying, "Excellent. I am interested. I agree with truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Everyone should practice Falun Dafa." She signed up for the free classes taught online. A Swedish woman bought a copy of the main book of Falun Dafa, Juan Falun, at the expo. After attending several online classes, she thought the practice was amazing. It had been her intention to buy the book. She was very grateful to find it available at the Dafa booth. Janet has been practicing Falun Dafa for over 2 years. She was a cancer patient who recovered and got a new lease on life once she took up the practice. She told attendees that Falun Dafa is practiced in many countries worldwide, but that in communist-ruled China, it is unmercifully persecuted. Both Anna and Janet have gained a lot from the Falun Dafa cultivation practice. It is their wish to share information about its benefits with more people. Although talking with expo attendees for hours can prove quite tiring, they were glad to participate in the event. They said they found it very meaningful. Many visitors to the Dafa booth were delighted to learn that there are local practice sites where they can go to do the exercises. People took home flyers and said they would search online for additional information.
Silver Spring, Maryland. Falun Gong and Local Thanksgiving Parade. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to participate in the annual Thanksgiving Parade in Silver Spring, a city bordering Washington, D.C., on November 19th. Silver Spring hosts the only Thanksgiving parade in the greater Washington, D.C. area, drawing appreciative spectators from the surrounding areas. More than 150 groups participated in the parade this year. The practitioners' entry included a float and waist drum team. Several young Falun Gong practitioners demonstrated the five exercises on the float. People cheered and clapped along with the beating of the waist drum as they passed by. Many people accepted flyers from practitioners. U.S. senators and congressional representatives from Maryland, as well as local dignitaries, were also in the parade. Practitioners told them about Falun Gong and presented them with handmade origami lotus flowers. Taylor applauded when she saw the practitioners parading by. He lives in Silver Spring and has seen them doing the Falun Gong exercises in the center of the city. He said, "I like the message on the banner, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It brings people peace." New Yorker Jenna Safioji thought it was a wonderful experience to see Falun Gong in the parade. She said that after returning to home, she would look for more information about it. Rafi and his two children watched the parade. He commented that he liked the practitioner's bright colors and the message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Channel 8 News, Washington's first 24-hour local cable news station, broadcasted the parade live for 2 hours and then again Thanksgiving Day.
Barcelona, Spain. Telling people about Falun Dafa and raising awareness of the persecution. Barcelona is a popular tourist destination in the fall. Practitioners frequently hold events in the center of the bustling city to introduce Falun Dafa. They tell people about the persecution of the practice by the Chinese Communist Party, also known as the CCP, and collect signatures on petitions to help end it. On November 12, practitioners set up a stand on one of the city's busiest streets. Their huge banner containing the message, "The European Parliament passed a resolution condemning the CCP's live organ harvesting," in both Chinese and Spanish, was particularly eye-catching. Many passersby stopped to learn about Falun Dafa and signed the petition against the inhumane crime of murdering innocent people for their organs. A couple and their two sons stopped to read the information. All four members of the family signed the petition. They thanked practitioners and said that they'd heard about similar cruelty in the former Soviet Union. They thought these human rights abuses were the fault of the Communist Party. A Chinese couple from the Netherlands stopped in front of the display board. The young woman asked many questions about Falun Dafa and why the Communist Party is persecuting it. They listened to a practitioner's explanation and nodded frequently to express their agreement. The young man said that he was a Christian and hated the CCP. Elaborating, he said, "The party does not recognize that there is a God. The party regards itself as a God." He used to be a CCP member, but he had already declared his withdrawal from the CCP and its affiliated organizations on the Epoch Times website. He said that after returning to the Netherlands, he planned to help a friend quit a communist youth organization called the Young Pioneers.
Former prison guard savagely beaten while jailed for practicing Falun Gong, spleen ruptured and removed. Falun Dafa practitioner Dai Qihong of Mudanzhang City, Heilongjiang Province, was, in 2008, a civil servant in the Mudanzhang prison and a policeman. Known to be kind and always happy to help others, he was recognized as a key technical worker. In August of 2008, Mr. Dai shared information explaining the facts about Falun Gong. He was arrested by officials from the Mudanzhang 610 office and police station, and thus began years of repeated arrests, prison terms, and brutal torture for his adherence to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. As a result of the ongoing persecution, his wife divorced him under pressure, and he was rendered jobless. In August of 2017, as he sought the release of a detained practitioner, he was again arrested. The police confiscated 18,000 yuan cash from him. He went on a hunger strike to protest the arbitrary detention and was twice hospitalized. In June of 2019, Mr. Dai was arrested in a police sweep and is currently serving a 5-year prison term in Hulan Prison. As a result of the pandemic-prompted rules in 2020, the prison authorities ordered even stricter management of incarcerated Falun Gong practitioners. Mr. Dai refused to keep watch on the night shift on September 29th. Consequently, he was beaten by the inmates in the same cell. He suffered severe abdominal pain and became incontinent. Around midnight, inmates Gao Fenglong and Zhang Gang dragged him out of bed, kicked his chest and abdomen, and whipped him with a shoe. The same inmates had tortured him many times in the past. The next day, Mr. Dai struggled with intensified abdominal pain. His face was pale and he went into shock. The guards took him to the hospital, and the doctor found he was in hemorrhagic shock due to a ruptured spleen. As the damage in his spleen was beyond recovery, the doctor surgically removed it. Mr. Dai was taken back to the prison on October 8th.
Montreal, Tiangao Marching Band joined Santa Claus Parade. After a two-year hiatus, the Santa Claus Parade returned to the city of Montreal, the second most populous city in Canada. The parade was held on November 19th. The Tiangao Marching Band enthusiastically joined the festivities. The band received a warm welcome from tens of thousands of spectators. Many people said that among the many groups in the parade, the marching band left the deepest impression on them. Many Chinese spectators praised the band and said that it was majestic. The Montreal Parade is a long-standing tradition that began in 1925. It is also the largest celebratory occasion before winter arrives. Every year, it attracts tens of thousands of spectators. Falun Dafa practitioners from Montreal, Ontario, and the U.S. state of New York came together to participate, making it the largest group in this year's parade. Members of the band performed a variety of songs, including Jingle Bells, and music composed by Falun Dafa practitioners. One could hear spectators shouting "Bravo!" and clapping along the parade route. Retired professor Mr. Liu gave a big thumbs up when the band marched by. He said, "Spectacular, very powerful, and invigorating." Montreal resident Ms. Wong attended the parade with her daughter. She said that the music was powerful, that everyone marched in line, and it made Chinese people proud. Mr. Zhang, who moved to Montreal from Beijing 3 months ago, took his children to see the parade. He was full of praise for the band. Parade goer Larissa from Ukraine works for an investment company. She, her husband, and their two young children were spectators in the crowd. When asked which group made the biggest impression, she immediately mentioned the Tiangao Marching Band. Larissa said that she recognized the band instantly when it appeared. She excitedly told her children that she has seen the band before and loves it. When she learned that the band members live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, she said, "They have not only brought us music, but a deeper connection with people. Remarkable."
Brussels, Belgium. Protesting 23 years of persecution of Falun Gong at the Chinese consulate. Belgian Falun Gong practitioners staged a peaceful protest outside the Chinese consulate in Brussels on November 16th. They brought to light the Chinese regime's 23-year-long persecution of Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa. The protest also demonstrated support for the 400 million Chinese people who have quit the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations. Many vehicles that passed by honked their horns in solidarity. The coordinator of the Belgian Falun Dafa Association, Nico Bijens, said that Falun Dafa practitioners have clarified the truth and exposed the atrocities committed by the Chinese regime over the past 23 years. Given practitioners' efforts worldwide, 400 million Chinese people have quit the CCP organizations. This clearly shows that China is changing, and the Chinese people are increasingly losing confidence in the CCP. Bijin's hopes that more Chinese people will listen to the truth about Dafa and no longer be deceived by the CCP's lies and choose to be a person of conscience. A resolution against forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners was passed by the European Parliament last May. It specifically mentioned Falun Gong as a group of victims. Bijin's added that everyone who has heard and gotten to know the truth has been shocked. He said that Falun Dafa practitioners are urgently needed to awaken people's conscience so that all can understand the evil deeds perpetrated by the CCP, advocate for justice, and end the evil. Falun Dafa practitioner Wilfred Duchamps said that he participated in the protest as he hopes that more people will benefit from Falun Dafa, as well as expose the lies fabricated by the CCP. He was happy for the 400 million Chinese who have quit the CCP, and he hopes that they have a bright future. Other practitioners said they will continue their efforts to stop the persecution until it has ended.
Norway, learning about Falun Gong in a small town. Local residents in Korgen, a small town in northern Norway, learned about Falun Gong at a health exhibition held at a community activity center on the first weekend of November. The town, with a population of less than 900 people, is located close to the Arctic Circle. This is the first health fair that's been held in the region and had about 200 attendees. Many people went to the Falun Gong booth to learn about the meditation practice. Ms. Johansson and Mr. Gronis had a long conversation with the Falun Dafa practitioner in front of the booth. The two shared that the powerful and pure energy of the Falun Gong booth drew their attention. They said they want practitioners to give a seminar on the small island in the North Atlantic where they live. They were not the only ones to express this kind of request. Clearly, Falun Dafa is touching people's hearts everywhere. One first-grade primary school student watched the practitioners demonstrating the exercises intently. She asked her mother, "What is this?" The child returned to the booth after leaving and learned the exercises on her own. After trying the first and second set of exercises, she left the booth happily. A woman who had studied acupuncture in China and heard the CCP's lies about the practice was at first hesitant to talk to Dafa practitioners. After learning about the communist regime's vendetta against the practice, her doubts completely disappeared. Understanding that Falun Gong practitioners live according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, she said in amazement, "These are beautiful words." The organizer of the event thanked the practitioners for adding peaceful energy to the exhibition. The woman expressed that she admired that practitioners could do the meditative exercises in such a noisy environment without being disturbed. She said she wished to have that much concentration and expressed a desire to learn more about Falun Gong.
Spain. Visitors resonate with Falun Dafa's principles at Biocultura Madrid 2022. The largest natural health fair in Spain, Biocultura Madrid 2022, took place from November 3rd through the 6th. The exhibition in the city of Madrid lasted 4 days and attracted 50,000 visitors from around the country. Falun Dafa practitioners have participated in the fair for many years. This time, they demonstrated the exercises, distributed information about their practice, and shared handmade lotus flowers and bookmarks containing information about Falun Dafa. Practitioners also collected signatures on a petition to end the persecution. Many visitors said they'd heard about the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa in China They communicated their anger and condemnation of the Communist Party's actions. When eventgoers asked what they could do to end the persecution, practitioners encouraged them to sign the petition at the booth or to do so online. Some visitors to the DAFA booth said that truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, the guiding principles of Falun DAFA, are what modern society needs. People were attracted to the practitioners' peaceful exercise music and graceful exercise movements. Many said that they could feel a pure and righteous energy at the booth. A visitor named Ada exclaimed, "Falun DAFA is great. I feel that my coming here today is not a coincidence. There seems to be an energy that guided me here." A Reiki master named Miss Paz said that she felt a strong and great energy at the booth, like she's in a magnificent and grand temple. She said that she wanted to learn more about Falun DAFA and the exercises. An educator named Pilar reported that she saw Falun DAFA practitioners collecting signatures in Madrid more than 20 years ago. Shocked by the tragedy of the CCP's persecution, she signed the practitioner's petition without any hesitation. Although she said she wanted to learn the practice, she was deterred by there not being a practice site in her city. When Pilar finally met practitioners again, she was very happy. She purchased a copy of Duan Falun and said that she wants to teach the children in her school the Falun DAFA exercises after she learns them herself. She said that more people should know about such a good practice. There were many touching stories from the health fair. Among them was one booth visitor who brought her mother, husband, and daughter to learn the exercises the day after having a conversation with practitioners. She said that she felt very lucky to find Falun DAFA. Another memorable instance occurred on the last day of the health fair, when a member of the Spanish royal family visited the booth. After being given informative flyers, along with a small lotus flower keepsake inscribed with the words truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, he repeatedly expressed his thanks. Artist Cristina Vilches was moved and said, "I felt a great and pure energy here. It is very strong." Tears welled up in her eyes, and she added, "I must follow the inner voice in my heart and learn Falun DAFA."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.